attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Wow. Are you clapping for the Lord or you are clapping for me? Clap for the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this wonderful opportunity to be here. We ask you to guide us. We ask you to lead us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please take your seat. We've been preaching about others. I don't know whether you are receiving the word or the word is just passing by your ears. Are you receiving and are you believing God to practice it in your life, knowing that your judgment will be based on your what? Your treatment of others. Wonderful. Last week, I promised you a surprise. But you didn't believe me, so I've changed my mind. Because nobody has asked me, nobody has... I said I won't say it. Nobody texted me that, oh, this surprise that you are bringing, are you still keeping it? Oh, this church. So should I bring the surprise? Do you want video surprise or real life surprise? Video surprise. How many like video surprise? You want both? Ah, there's only one option. Real life. Okay. So I also like surprises. So ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the latest surprise. Clap for the Lord.
Wow.
This is, I think I'll say one draw, because last year on my birthday, he was supposed to come here and I was communicating, are you coming? Ah, he has not come. He was in Nigeria then. Say, he missed his flight and so on. So he actually missed the flight, or the flight was cancelled then. So I didn't know that he was in town, not knowing that he and Bishop Aso had arranged. So on that day, I said, so were you still able to come? Were you still able to come? Then he was not minding me. Before I realized, he was in the church walking. Then I looked, I said, hey, so is that how you are? I will do you some by all means. So last week, I said, even here, I will not tell him. So we thank God for the life of Bishop E.A.T. Friend of many years, and I told him that he actually came to, you know, for the funeral of his mother last weekend. So this week, normally he goes to preach in his former church at the Kadesh, I mean Greater Love, but this time I said, look, you must pass through here, yes, and leave a blessing. And I'm confident that by the time he finishes, this church will be 4-5 times more than it is. Yes. because he has a great grace for multiplying numbers. And I'm so happy that he was able to make it, and he was able to keep the surprise for me, because I knew that people would be suspecting that maybe it's him. But how many were suspecting? I don't think anybody was suspecting. Maybe one person or two, but they were all not sure. But we thank God that he's here. So ladies and gentlemen, let's receive Bishop E.A.T. Saki.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Wow. What a blessing. And what a privilege to be here this beautiful Sunday morning. I'm truly excited and grateful to God for this opportunity to be here with you. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Shadi's twin brother, and he's more handsome than me, but I preach better than him. So that is the summary of who I am, and I trust that you'll be blessed. Say amen. You are such a wonderful church. I watch you all the time. Are you still here or gone home? Anytime I feel a little depression, I just listen to Bishop Adi and I laugh. He has a spirit of driving away every negative thing in your mind. And I'm excited that he is my twin brother. When my mother passed, my family said they want Bishop Adi to read the biography of my mother. I said, why? They also asked me, why not? So I surrendered. So he had to read the biography of, because biography is normally read by a close family person. But I didn't suggest, my family said they should. And I opposed it and they won. So here we are. And what an honor, what a blessing it is that we, a family, been together for so many years. And God is gracious. Let's share a prayer together. Father, we want to thank you so much for today. We appreciate your kindness and your generosity. We are grateful for all that you do in our lives. We praise and adore you. We thank you for every opportunity we have to receive your word. We submit ourselves to you. We submit our minds, our intellect, our will, our desires. May it be made bow to your will. Rule and reign in every heart. Let your word gain ground in every soul. Let your word minister to every spirit that is here, O God. May we be changed. May we be transformed. May we be empowered by the engrafted word, which is able to save our souls, lead us in the path of victory, take away fear, take away sorrow, take away the works of the enemy, and let your purposes be fulfilled in our lives. Satan, we bind you. We give you no place in this service. We say, Lord, have a free course in every life, and let your word rule and reign in our lives. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted your loudest, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Squeeze them. Suffocate them. Crush them. Make them uncomfortable. For the Egyptians you see today, you shall see no more. Shout your loudest, amen.
Amen.
Actually, my intention, when I spoke to my brother, was to come in, meet shepherds, pastors, and then we talk. Then he decided to include the morning preaching. And who am I to oblige him, to refuse him? So this is the quarrel we have had for many years. Who to preach and all that. So that's another story. But I want to share with you very briefly. He gave me time to preach, but I'll preach shorter. As I grow, I don't preach so long anymore. What a shock. I don't know whether you are still in church. I'd like us to share a familiar passage in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Bishop Aso, I'm happy to see you. Wow. Why are you dressed like somebody standing as a presidential candidate? What a shock. Bishop Aso is one of the finest teachers anybody can find. Beautiful. And then he also has a grace to lead worship. When he leads worship, you hear every word in the song. He speaks the word rather than sing it. Anyway, let's carry on alone. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 25 and 26. I'd like us to look at this two verses and we'll come up and look at a few more verses. If you have the Message Bible, I'd like us to look at it, the 25-26 from this passage. Alright. It said, if you don't mind, can you all join us and read together? Ready, go. Hey, excuse me. The church is very nice, so I haven't seen this. Hey, church is nice. Beautiful. Okay, let's continue. Ready, go. I can't hear you. Can we start, everybody, loud and clear? Ready, go. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to carry out the plunder, they found more loot than they could carry off. Equipment, clothing, valuables. It took 3 days to cart it away. Let's read on. On the fourth day, they came together at the valley of blessing, Beraka, and blessed God. That's how it got the name Valley of Blessing. I see God taking you to the Valley of Blessing. Yeah. We are talking about the journey to the Valley of Blessing. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Bible says that the people gathered and there was so much to take away, more than they could carry. And the Bible says that, and they came to the Valley of Blessing. There's a place called the Valley of Blessing. Can I talk to anybody here? Yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? Yes. Hold your neighbor's ear and pull it and say, I will see you at the Valley of Blessing. I say, yeah. I didn't say hand. Pull the ear hard. Your neighbor's ear. I will see you at the Valley of Blessing. We will gather at the Valley of Blessing. Somebody shout your loudest amen. God is taking us to the Valley of Blessing. That is the gathering point. When I'm looking for you, I'll find you at the Valley of Blessing. I don't know, maybe you are sitting, don't know where you, but I'm prophesying to you this morning. We are on a journey and we shall end in the Valley of Blessing. Somebody say, I receive it. I don't know whether you are still in church this morning. The journey to the Valley of Blessing. They undertook a journey and they ended in that Valley of Blessing. And that's where God is taking this church. That's God is taking you. That's where God is taking your family. That's where God is taking your children. You end up in the valley, not the valley of disaster, not the valley of shame, not the valley of disgrace, but the valley of blessing. May you be located in the Valley of Blessing. I'm preaching now. Can I talk to anybody here? I don't know what agenda the devil has for you, but by the preaching of this word, we cancel every agenda of the enemy. Maybe you started on a certain journey, but I see God rerouting you to the Valley of Blessing. I'm preaching. You know, sometimes when you are driving and then you have the Google Map, don't know where you're going, and then you miss your turn. You can see you are going away, but the lady who always talks on the thing, he says, go a little further, turn, take the next U-turn. You know, one day I was traveling, I was going with Bishop Abby, he was in his car, and then just sit down, don't be standing too much. If you like, you can, but be calm. We're going to visit our children when they were in school in Akosombo. Now, as we're going to Akosombo, when I was ahead of him. So when I go to Tetekwashi Circle, the Tema one, instead of going the normal route to Akosombo, I went straight. And I've been going several times, but I don't know what was in my mind this time. So I was going straight, and the road was different. It was nicer than the one I normally take. And my wife was sitting by me. She grew up in Tema, so she knows the area very well. But she was playing a game on her phone. And I said, the road is very, very good. The government is very good. They have redone all the filled all the potholes. I'm very happy to see new. When did all these new buildings come up? People are rich in Ghana. I mean, new buildings on the roadside. I was just shocked. And then normally there used to be a toll booth at the Akosombo line, but the one I heard, the toll booth was not there. So I said, oh, good government, they're taking the toll booth away. And then we're just driving happily. I'll play my music and all that. And then as I went, I saw Central University. I said, wow, I've never seen this university before. When did they come here? So then I told my wife that, when did they have Central University here? Then she said, oh, we are lost. I said, no, we can't be lost. So I kept on going. And she said, let's tell, we are lost. I said, we are not lost, I'm going. So I kept on driving until we got to a police barrier. And I told the policeman that, I'm going to Akosombo. And the policeman said, sir, you are lost. If you really want to go to Akosombo, turn around. Go back to the circle and take the next exit. I said, I can't go. And he said that if you continue, get to Togo. What a shock. And I look at my wife and I squeeze my face, because what was she playing on the computer instead of directing me when she grew up at Tema? Anyway, so I unwillingly had to take a turn round. And then I came back to the circle and I took a turn. Meanwhile, I was talking to Bishop Adien. He was far behind me. Now I said, I'm about 10 minutes to Akosombo. I was angry. But he got there. Eventually, I got there. But I realized that even if in life you're taking a wrong turn, God will give you an opportunity. Maybe you have been on a certain road that is not where you must be. But today God said, I should tell you, He's rerouting your journey. You are going to get to the valley of blessing. Say, I receive it. Your life will be blessed. Your home will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Your business will be blessed. Your marriage will be blessed. The work of hands shall prosper. May God take you to the valley of blessing. Now, what is the journey? How do we get to the valley of blessing? Sit down, let's continue. Let's go to verse 15 and understand a few things here. And then we shall be ending by the grace of God. Say amen. Now, verse 15, the Bible says, now, it's very important to understand, let's, from 13, and Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. May God bless us so all our little ones will follow us to church. May you never come to church alone. May God make your little ones, your spouses, join you in church. Shout your loudest amen. Amen. You will not be coming to church when your husband is eating in the house. He will join you in church. He will serve God with you. Your children will not be rebellious. Lift up and say, my children will not be rebellious. They shall serve the God I serve. I prophesy to every child that is wayward. May God bring them home in the name of Jesus. And may God deliver them from destruction. Shout your loudest amen. Bible says, Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite, of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. I don't know whether I'm talking to anybody here. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Give a little clap if you believe it. God will fight your battles for you. I said, God will fight your battles for you. Are you still here? Now it says, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Zeruel. Verse 17. And ye shall not need to fight this battle, set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed, for tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and say, the Lord will be with you. Brother, don't be too spiritual. Hold this shoulder and shake and say, you hold other things apart from the shoulder. You pretend you don't know. Shake and say, the Lord will be with you. The Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. The Lord will be with us. Say amen. Now look at this. You see, all I want to say, tell you, come along with me. The Bible says that now this prophet stood up and spoke to the people when they were afraid, when they're wondering whether it's going to work. Will my marriage work? Will my ministry work? Will I see any progress? Are my things going to change? They were afraid. They were unsure of themselves. They were confused. They weren't sure how things were going to turn out. Then God sent his servant to them and spoke to them and told them, don't be worried. Don't be anxious. This battle, God will take over. I don't know who I'm talking to here, but there's somebody here. God is going to take over that battle that you are engaged in. Can I talk to you here? Ask your neighbor, can the bishop talk to you? I came to announce to somebody here, you are in a battle, but you got to give the upper hand in that battle. I said, give the upper hand in that battle. Are you still in church? I always remember when I was a little boy and I used to like to fight. And my two brothers were always supporting me when I'm fighting. When they see a young boy going, they said, T, can you fight this boy? I mean, I was very, very young. I was in class 3. So please don't send me an SMS. Now, I used to fight, and then my two brothers would send me after this guy. And the boy may be carrying a bucket of water. Now, go behind him and trip him down. And then the boy will fall. When he falls, and we get into a fight. My two brothers were always lurking in the dark, waiting to see what will happen. When they see that I am down, then they jump into the fight. It becomes 3-1. Then when we finish with the boy will go home and call his mother. When the mother comes, my mother also quarrel with the boy's mother. By the time we grew up, my mother had quarreled with everybody in the neighborhood. I thought my mother liked quarreling. Now I can understand that she was quarreling because of us. Bless God for mothers. But I remember very well when I got involved with a guy in class 3. We had an agreement in class. And then we agreed that we will meet on the school field. Don't look at me. I see you haven't done that before. I can see it in your eyes. So when the class ended, we all went on the field. I had my supporters. He also had his supporters. And they were singing, cheering us up. And there was a referee who cut out a ring for us. And he said, yeah, he blew the whistle, ready, go. Come and see, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. The boy gave me one blow. I began to see stars. I began to move, in the air. I didn't understand what was going to happen. Before I realized, I landed, boom, in the red sand. My back was in the sand. Normally, when you were fighting and you fall, the referee must stop the fight and give the 8 mandatory count. Am I right? Now, when you are still down, then it is knockout. But the referee didn't stop anything. The boy jumped on me and sat on me. I said, nearer my God to thee. Lord, I'm coming home. I thought that was my end. So I closed my eyes and said, Lord, into your hands I commit my spirit. Now, as I was lying down, then I felt some supernatural hands holding me. My eyes were closed. One on the left, one on the right, holding me. And then they began to lift me from the ground. Supernatural hands. My eyes were closed. I said, God has sent angels. So I was coming out of the ground. Seriously, I tell you. You are very quiet. Are you still in church? I'm telling you. I felt it. So real. I was lying on the ground, then I was coming up slowly. Then I attempted to open one eye to see the type of angel that have come to lift me up. I was afraid to open both eyes, they may drop me. So I just opened one. Not knowing my brother Pain and Kakra are those who have come to the fight. And then they lifted the two of us up. And then they turned us 180 degrees. And then Pain held the boy's right hand and Kakra held the boy's left hand. Said, T, give it to him. Oh, come and see something. I tell you, up to today, that gentleman has not forgotten that fight. I put sound in his nose, in his mouth, in his ears, anywhere this opening, sound entered. What a shock. I don't know how you are feeling now, but I came to tell somebody here, maybe your back is on the ground, but God is about to turn the battle around in the name of Jesus. You will not fail. Lift and say, I will not fail. Say, I will not fail. Do you believe the word of God? God will turn the battle around for his glory. For his glory. For his glory. He said, don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. Just be still and see God fighting for you. But the point I want you to see is what Jehoshaphat said. Jehoshaphat was not a pastor. Or was not a senior. He was just the king, the leader, a layman. And the journey that will take you from and to the valley of blessing is response to the word of God. How do you respond to the word of God? When God speaks to us, how do we respond to his word? How many of you are still in church? Are you still here? I said, are you still here? So Jehoshaphat got up after the pastor has preached, after the pastor has spoken the word. The Bible says, verse number 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. This is the response to the word. This is how Jehoshaphat responded to the preaching. What did he do? He bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping. In fact, you have the New Living Translation. Look at it. It's very interesting here. King Joshua bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. Now you see, the people are always looking at the priests. Of the leaders, I must say. Jehoshaphat got up, bowed his face to the ground in response to the preaching, in response to the word. You know, sometimes when God speaks to us, we've got to respond in the right way. Can I talk to you here? When God speaks concerning your life and ministry and what he's about to do, learn how to respond well. It is that who to take you to the valley of blessing. I'm preaching now. I said I'm preaching now. The Bible says that the king, not the bank manager, the king. Are you still here? Not the caterer, the king. What do you do in life? How come kings are bowing and caterers are standing still? Bank managers are standing still. Railway workers are standing still. What a shock. The king bowed. Uber drivers are standing still. What a shock. May we respond well to the word of God. Can I have an amen? May we respond appropriately to the word of God. Let us have a certain attitude towards the word. Can I preach you up? Let me kiss me. Whoa, nice to see you. You're looking handsome. Jada is looking after you well, isn't it? Beautiful. What a blessing. Sometimes we lack proper response to the word. Can I continue preaching? I'm saying that, you see, the man of God has spoken on. It's the way you receive it is what is going to change the whole story. One day, one of our bishops, Bishop Richard, he went to one of our churches in Europe to preach. Now, when he finished preaching, a lady came to him And he said, are you not Bishop Richard? He said, yes, I'm Bishop Richard. He said, I've heard so much about you, but I'm not blessed by your preaching. Can you believe it? The man of God has finished preaching. And you lady, you a Swiss lady, you come and say, I heard so much. I was expecting something greater. I was not blessed. Hey! So I asked Bishop Richard, what did you tell the lady? I mean, what would you say if somebody, you preach and somebody tells you, man will be prophet. What will you say? After you have finished preaching, the person comes and says, I was not blessed by your preaching. What will your response be? You know his response? He told him, I preach my best. If you're not blessed, it's your fault. Why? Because the seed was good. It's the ground that was not good. That's why it didn't come forth. So if you are not blessed, it is your fault. Because the seed, the source sowed were good. It's those who fell on the wayside and thorns, and that didn't come out well. So the problem is with your heart and not with the word. Because the word is powerful. As I'm preaching, the word is coming into your heart to transform you and change you forever. Say, I receive it. How do you respond to the word? How do you respond to God's word? The king got up and said, Bible says, first of all, he bowed down. And when he bowed down, you see, when you come to church, don't sit by dull people. Those are people who are deaf and dry. Sit by excited people. Sit by people who can shout, preach it, Bishop, preach it. That people can stand and clap. Who can say, what a word. You must be excited and sit by exciting people. Tell your neighbor, this is your last word. This is your last warning. This is your last warning. Next time, I'm not going to tell him, this is your last warning. This is your last warning. Next time, I'm not going to sit by you. If you don't change your attitude, if you don't learn how to shout, how to say, preach the word of God. I am blessed by the word. I am changed by the word. If you don't know how to say it, we will not sit by you. I will relocate you. May God bring life into us. May the word of God bring life to us. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you still in church? Some of you, when you come to church, when the word of God is coming on, you are sending WhatsApp messages and you are chewing gum like a blonde gum, like a baloo. Ooh, like that. What is wrong with you? I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. What is your attitude towards the word? So much word has been preached. So much you have let it come to us. But the king, he bowed himself when the word came. He responded appropriately to the word. And the Bible says that when everybody else responded the same way, people are looking at your response. You know, when someone is preaching, you say amen. But, hey, what the man may have made an important point. And everybody comes alive. I pray for you that you stay alive. May dullness be out of your life. May patino be out of your life. May God keep you alive as you receive the word. May you know how to shout amen. May you know how to clap your hands. May you know how to stand on your feet. May you know how to give a lot of shout. May there be a proper response to the word. Respond well. Respond well. Respond well. Shout your loudest amen. Are you still in church? Am I preaching to you here? And don't let anybody intimidate you that you are too emotional. You move too much. Forget it. When the word of God is coming, come alive in your spirit. Because the word is about to transform your life and change you forever. Shout amen. What a word. When I say what a word, say what a preacher. What a word. What a word. I pray for you this morning. May life come into you. May life come into you. May energy come into you. May you be energized by the word. May the spirit enter into you when the word comes. Ezekiel said that when the word entered, he stood up. The word entered him and he stood up. When the word enters you, let us feel that the word has entered into you. I'm preaching. Are you still in church? Bible Bible says that when Jehoshaphat battled, everybody did the same. Everybody did the same. Wow. You see, that is the response. It's not just if the doing comes after, but the way you receive it is very important. And then you act upon it. And something happens in your life. I said happening unto you. Years ago, somebody told my beloved, this young man who's always shouting in church, don't you feel embarrassed about him? Matokaba Sataya. I mean, I was trying to propose to a lady, and a gentleman goes to this lady and tells the lady that this gentleman who is visiting you, when we go for meeting, the way he shouts, the way he makes noise, don't you feel embarrassed? You know what my beloved told him? He said that I like the way he responds. The day he shuts up, the day I'll say no to him. May God give you a beloved who loves the way you love God, who loves the way you serve God, who loves the way you worship God. Shout your loudest amen. Am I preaching to anybody here? Our response sometimes doubts the word of God. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? I'm preaching. Tell your neighbor, the man is preaching to you. The man is dialing your number. Pick the phone and answer the call. Some of you can even sleep in this environment. What a shock. I don't know whether you are still in church. Are you still there? Now look at it. Bible says that he bowed himself and everybody went down. Because God has spoken. God is saying that this battle I'm going to take over. You've got to believe it. You know, the problem is that sometimes we get to a point where we have heard the word of God over and over and over again that it does not affect us and affect our lives anymore. It's that we have heard over and over again. We are used to the word. We are used to being prayed for. One lady said that, oh, every day they are praying for me. I've not seen anything yet. So when they call for prayer, I'm not going. Stay where you are. You don't know that every prayer that is prayed for, one layer is going up. One layer is going up. One of these days will be the final prayer that will bring the breakthrough in your life. Don't get tired of responding appropriately. What a word. Are you still here? What a word. Am I talking to you here? When you come to church, it's not a time to answer WhatsApp messages. Don't pretend you're reading the Bible when you're actually on Facebook. Watching a movie. Matokabasoka Fataya. Are you still here? Now let's finish this passage quickly. So the Bible says, put it up again. The Bible says that the king Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground. Michelle, so can you do that? Can you attempt it? He bowed low. Make sure your trial doesn't get on. But he bowed low. Thank you very much. With his face to the ground. One day I was preaching in a church in Kenya. And I was preaching powerful like I always do. Then when I finished preaching, the pastor said, Bishop, I pray for everybody. And he said, Bishop, pray for me also. I said, no, I pray for you. So when I touched him, he fell down. And I felt anointed. So I placed my hands on him. I prayed for about 3 minutes. When I finished praying, he went home. When I went home, not knowing that my trousers was torn from here all the way down to the end. So when I stood like that, I was praying. Ka-ba-ba-ba-ba-ka-ba-taya. I wonder what the people saw. When I went to my hotel room, I said, Lord, why have you embarrassed me? You see, I'm doing your work. Look at how you have disgraced me. From that time, anytime I invited you to Kenya, I said, I have another program. I didn't go there for almost 10 years. Till all those who are in front have been transferred to other branches. Then I went back to the church. What a shock. That just by the way. I'm saying that respond appropriately. Don't think that when you shout, the lady will not marry. If she will not marry you, let her go. After the beautiful ones are not yet born. Anybody who doesn't like the way you dance in church, the way you shout about the word, the way you praise God, the way you respond, let her go. I said, let her go. Sister, don't let any brother tell the lady that didn't shout in public, according to catching of boys and girls. According to the word of God, shout, children, shout. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Are you still here? May the word of God prevail over any book that has been written by ordinary man. Including worship girls, something. Cursing for boys and girls. What a shock. Wow. Beautiful. Nice to see you. Are you a chief? You're a chief? No, he's from Nigeria. Which part of Nigeria? Igbo State. Oh, I lived in Yoruba land. Ibadan. And then I moved to Jos. Beautiful. You know, I don't preach any church where there are no Nigerians. Nigerians are the nicest people on earth you can ever find. I tell you. I'm telling you, they are the sweetest people. Very wonderful. So if you have a church without Nigerians, your church is not working. Very encouraging people. And very giving as well. Clap your hands for the Lord. Somebody. So let's finish. Let's finish this passage. I'm not preaching for a long time, I told you. Bible says, the next verse. The Bible says, then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord. They did what? They stood. The king bowed. The people stood. In other words, there was a response. Amen. There was a what? There was a what? Hold your neighbor's shoulder again. And shake him and say, respond well, respond well. I mean shoulder, shake and say, respond well. Shake him until he falls down. Shake him until he falls down. May he respond appropriately. Kneel, stand, praise him, clap your hands, give the Lord a shout. It's all a response to the way. It gives you a proper response to the way. Amen. I said amen. I don't know whether they are still in church. Are you still in church? The Bible says they stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. With a very what? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Some of you ladies, you pretend you don't know how to quarrel. You know how to quarrel. When it comes here, you can't shout. They came with a very word. Only ladies with a very word. Ladies with a very word. Gentlemen with a very word. All together with a very word. May our church be filled with loud shouting, dancing, rejoicing. May we stay a charismatic church. Hallelujah. That is what the Levites did. They stood up and praised God with very loud shouts. What a blessing. What a blessing. Then we come to verse 20. Early the next morning, the army of Judah, that's King James now, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. Now remember, Jehoshaphat was not a prophet. He was a layman, an ordinary person. But he believed the word. Am I talking to you here? He believed what God has said. Bible says that he stood up and say, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so ye shall be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Oh, I didn't hear you. Amen. Can we all read this part? The second part together. Hear me, O Judah. Shall we go?
Hear me, O Judah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now Jehoshaphat got up and began to speak to them and said, remember what the prophet told us yesterday. Remember the word he spoke to us. Remember the exhortation that came from the servant of God. And he said, believe the Lord your God. Believe the Lord your... Makairos Church, believe the Lord your God. So that God will establish you. Oh, I'm preaching. You know, establishment comes when we believe. I know we know the word aman. Aman means establishment. Aman means to be firm and rooted. That's the word establish. Aman means to be firmly rooted on the ground. So that nothing can move you. Are you still there? Can you understand what I'm saying this morning? Believe, I'm talking to him directly. Believe in the Lord your God. So you will be established. You will be a man. You will be established. You will be firmly rooted and grounded. Am I talking to you here? You see, in life, you need to be grounded well. Amen? Because many things will try and shake you. Ah, I didn't recognize you. So I'll keep on. Who is this ambassador? My dear consultant, what a blessing. Are you still here? No, I'm saying to you here, in life, we need to be able to get to the point where we are so grounded and rooted that nothing shakes us. Nothing affects our faith. We've got to believe in the Lord our God. The one that we have trusted all these years. Let us take him at his word. Let his word ground us. Let his word become a firm foundation in our lives. Amen. As you come to church, as we get excited about the word of God, you must build yourself up in the word. Let the word enter your spirit. Because you see, it's not every time that things are going to go your way. But when you are firmly grounded in the word, you'll be able to say what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, our God is able to deliver us. But even if he does not deliver us, let it be known to you, O King, that we're not going to bow down. I'm so grounded in God that whether my prayer is answered or not, I'm still serving God. I'm still loving God. I'm still doing my work. I'm still worshiping God. Nothing will move me if I don't get married at the end of the year. It doesn't mean God has forgotten me. I believe in the Lord my God. I am established. I'm rooted. Nothing can push me down. What a way. What a way. Many of us, because we don't know God's word well, because we are not grounded, there's no establishment in our lives. I'm telling you. Are you still there? We don't know foundational scriptures. There's a little book called Must Know Scriptures. Must know. Foundational verses that every believer ought to know. These are the scriptures that bring and make us firmly rooted in Christ. Because I've been a pastor and Christian for many years, I'll tell you, it's not all my prayers which have been answered. Many of them have been, but not all of them. But the fact that my prayer has not been answered doesn't make God a liar. I would say, let God be true and let every man be a liar. The fact that it's not been answered the way I want doesn't mean that God is not there for me. But you've got to believe so that you are grounded. Well, say amen. Be your copy. So you are grounded well, firmly.
Yes.
We have an anchor
that is
steadfast while the billows
resting to the Lord which cannot
go grounded
in the stillness.
Will your anchor hold? Will your anchor
hold in the storm? Yeah.
look at anybody in sitting, will your anchor hold?
Will your anchor hold? In the storms of life, when the clouds of war, in the winds of earth, and the storms of life,
and the cable. And sing, we have an anchor, steadfast and sure one. Sing it one more time. We have an anchor. Come on. Deep, grounded firm and deep. Many things will attempt to shake your faith. Many things will attempt to make you feel unstable. But when you are grounded firm, when the word dwells in you, when the word has gained grounds in your life, you are established in the Lord. What a word! What a word! Now these days, you know, when we, in our day, when we used to go to scripture union, we just remember we used to have sword drill.
Yeah.
You know what sword drill is? How many of you don't know? Let's be honest. You don't know what sword? Can you lift your hand? Sword drill. Okay, I'm going to attempt it. So, who has a Bible in church? Not on your phone. Physical Bible. Yes, you are giving it to me. You bring your Bible to your phone. You are giving it to me. Come and stand here. Come and stand here. Who else has a Bible? Physical Bible. This hard copy. Is he afraid? You're hiding your back. Ha, come. Come, my sister. Come. Very good. Very good. Who else has a Bible in this line? I'm preaching. Who else has a Bible here? Come, come, come. No iPad. Do you see iPad in the Bible? Uh-huh. Yes, come and stand here. Now I'm going to do sword drill. Put your Bibles on your head. Bibles on your head. Your hands down. Okay, I'm going to give you a scripture. If you're able to open it first, you get 50 CDs. All right. Forgive. If you're a fool, I tell you. Now, I'm going to give you the scripture. Alright? Are you ready? If I don't say go and you touch it, you are disqualified. Alright. Look at Ezra chapter 7 verse 10. Go! Ezra 7:10. Yeah, so make your 50 CDs ready. Somebody's around Genesis. Somebody's around Revelation. Yes, read it quickly.
Had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statute and ordinance in Israel.
Clap your hands for. Are you a lady pastor? Okay, get 50 CDs. You stay there. One more person, come and join. You see, these are, oh no, put your hand down. These are foundational scriptures. Hey, you're tight, my sister, you're tight. Okay, come and stand there. You come and stand here. Okay, you're listen, yeah, this looks like a true Bible. The one with the red hair. What a shock. Put your Bibles on your head. All right? I'm going to ask you scripture to quote. Romans 8:1. Grounded firm and deep. You've got to be grounded in the way. John John 1:12. I didn't say look at it. I'm going to quote the scripture now. You see, these are the foundational scriptures. Romans 6:23. Have you seen Romans before? One day somebody said, somebody was quoting from Romans, said, Jesus said, very, very, I say unto you, Romans! And the person was a pastor. What a shock. Romans 6:23. You wish you any my scripture, but Ezekiel, Atta. Ezekiel 2:2. Okay, keep your Bible on your head. Put your hands down. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. Go. Nahum. Somebody's in Revelation. Somebody's in Revelation. Hey! Table of contents. Nothing to share. Hey. Grounded firm and deep. Yapon, we have closed. All of you go and sit down. All of you go and sit down. We are keeping our 50 CDs. But I'm talking about, you see, that this type of modernization has brought us from knowing even the places where the books are.
Yeah.
We used to quote Genesis, Exodus. We used to quote the whole. Now, when I ask you from Genesis, you go to off, you go to Matthew. What a shock. I'm saying that there's something that must be, that makes us firm and rooted. A man to be rooted in Christ. That is why you get to the place where you are so solid in God that you don't come to church only when there's money in your pocket. You don't come to church only when you have a job. You come to church whether there is a job or no job. You are still coming to serve God. That's the even if. The even if Christians. The three Hebrew boys say that our God shall deliver us, but even if He does not deliver us, even if He does not deliver us, let it be known unto you, okay, that we'll still not bow down. May God bring you to the place where you can be an even if Christian. I'll serve God and I believe God for a child, I believe God for a good husband, for a good, but even if it doesn't happen, I'll still serve Him. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. What a word. What a word. May you be established. May you be established. Some of you, without a phone call, you will not come to church. Without a bus, you will not come to church. We have spoiled you. I don't know why you're looking at me that way. Are you still in church? I said, but is the man talking to you? All that we want is, I receive, that's all. But you don't even know the scriptures. Foundational scriptures. Believe in the Lord your God. So you'll be firmly grounded. You will get there. Can I have a loud amen? How many of you have been blessed by this way? So this is what, not the prophet said, but an ordinary layman told the others. Let's believe what Bishop Adi has been teaching us. Let's believe it. Let's believe what the bishop has been teaching us. Believe in the Lord your God. He be established. And then he said, believe in his prophets. Amen. And then you shall prosper. God will prosper you.
Amen.
God will help you.
Amen.
You go faster than ever.
Amen.
You climb higher than ever.
Amen.
You run, you jump better than ever.
Amen.
I see God's hand of progress and prosperity coming on your life.
Amen.
Shout your loudest amen.
Amen.
When you believe the Lord your God and you are grounded, then you can believe the words of his servants. And then you're going to search for it. You're going to go up. Above, you see, there's a way to go up the stairs. You climb up this way. Are you there? But I want a light from who's not heavy. You don't look heavy. Come. Come. Can you come? Can you come? Lift this man up. Nyosa, where are you?
Yeah.
Two of you, hold him up. Carry him like a baby. Leg and hands. Yes. No, yes, two of you, carry him. Yes. Now, take him over. Throw him over there. Don't throw him. Take him over. Hey! Start again. Two of you, help him. All right? I see God taking somebody up the hill. God is taking you up there. By the time you open your eyes, you are up on the stage. May the word of the servants of God take you above your limits. God will take you above your own limit. Your climbing may be slow, but I see angels coming to lift you up and take you to the place where God has destined for you to be. Shout your loudest amen. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen at all. You will not go slow again. You will not be delayed again. Somebody shout, no more delay. I didn't hear you. You will not be delayed. Nothing can slow you down. God is taking you up. Shout amen. To be a man means to be nursed. To be nurtured. To be treated like a little baby. Nursed and treated and nourished. Now to prosper is a word chalak. Somebody say chalak. It means to be pushed forward. God will push you forward in ministry. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said God will push you forward in ministry. God will give somebody a double promotion in your way. God will lift you above your own limits. God will take you to a place of blessing. Somebody shout chalak. I didn't hear you. Shout louder. It will happen in your life. It will happen in your life. How many of you are still in church? Are you still in church? Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord your God. Love Bible study. Love center meetings. That is where we teach the foundational things. That will teach you how to be a Christian, how to know God, how to serve God. We teach on basis of faith. We teach on all the righteous holiness. All we teach them at these simple meetings. Now when we gather like that, and the prophet of God begins to speak, you see, after you are rooted, then you are chalaked. I see God chalaking you in Jesus' name. Shout amen again. Shout amen. There are 17 people here. You are moving faster than you've ever moved. Before the end of next month, you will see promotion you have never seen before. Before the end of May, God will bring a certain direction in your way. You will sit on chairs you never sat on before. You will meet people you have never met before. They will be good to you. They will treat you well. They will help you. They will help you to go forward. I see God chalaking somebody here. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout chalak. Chalak. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? It will happen in your life. It will happen in your life. What a way. I came to announce to somebody, today marks the end of that plateau life. You have been at the same level for a long time. But today I announce to you, you are going higher than you ever imagined. I wish you can believe and shout your loudest amen. I speak to you today. May God's grace, may God's power, may God's anointing take you higher, take you forward. May you be outstanding in your family, outstanding at your workplace, outstanding in your school, outstanding in the work of your hand. May God open new doors for your life. May God cause His grace to be multiplied in your life. Where you have never stood before, you shall stand there. People you have never met, you meet people you have never met, who will help you. God will send angels into your life, and God will assist you. I see you chalaking in Jesus' name. May God bless you. May God, this ministry, we are chalaking. I said we are chalaking. We are going to see multiplied members that we have never seen before. I wish somebody can believe it. I wish somebody can believe it. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? What a word. What a word. Now, after Jehoshaphat has spoken to them, then they moved to the battle. And when they got there, the Bible says that they could not, they didn't lift a finger. The enemies had run away, and there was so much for them. It took them 3 days. They had more than they can carry. May God bless you. In that scripture there, verse 25, the Message Bible again. He said, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to the to carry all the plunder, they found more loot than they could carry off. Someone say equipment. Ladies, some of you have only 2 pairs of shoes. Your days are coming. You wear white shoes with white dress and white earring. Do you believe it? Today you have only black. Keep wearing it and come to church. You are a man. But when you chalak, you have red shoe with red earring and red dress. I see God taking you to a new level of blessing in the name of Jesus. Bible says equipment, clothing. Somebody say clothing. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. God will give you clothes to wear. Shout it, man. Bible says you know some of you dress like Bishop Abby. When I see him on TV, it always plays me that my stomach is big. Because all I needed to do was to tell him that give me this and he will give it to me. But now the way it is, if I wear it, it won't fit. Anyway, let's carry on. Bible says equipment, clothing, valuables. What valuable do you have? What do you have? What valuables do you have? My wedding ring, when I was getting married, I bought it for 12 Ghana cedis, 12 cedis. When I was getting married, I felt the shoes I had, I wore, I bought them at Cantamanto, 4 cedis. My name is E.T. Saki. 4 cedis, second-hand shoes. And then when I got the shoes, I used soap and then sponge and blue Omo. I washed the sole of the shoes and then I put Vaseline under. So when I kneel down, it will be shining. But it was 4 cedis. What a shock. But that's what I could afford at that time. But I didn't stay there forever. The stove I had in my house, the stove we used when we got married, was a fifth hand stove. Somebody used the fifth hand. Somebody used it and gave it to somebody and gave it to somebody and gave it to somebody. We were the fifth owners of the stove. The 4 burners, only one was working. And when the one is working, the smoke that comes like a glory cloud. What a shock. That was my Aman. I said, that was my Aman. I said, stove or no stove, we are getting married. We made our chairs at Nima. There's a carpenter at Nima. He made the chairs that we had in the sitting room. That's my Aman chairs. I said, we are married. We are happy with this. But as we moved on, one day I was blessed. I took my wife to the shop. I said, choose any gas cooker you want. And I was moving around. Choose anyone you want. And I was praying, Lord, may she not choose the expensive one. I was just moving and happy. What a shock. Prof, I remember when you were getting married at College Honor. You are, be sure to remember. You and your wife. I told myself, hey, this beautiful girl, what is wrong with her? There is man, this poor doctor. Today, go and see the hospital that they have built. See where God has taken them. Listen, you start with a man, but as you keep on believing, God will chalak you. God will chalak you. God will take you, push you, will send his word into your life. You have started. Until that blessing comes, don't give up. Keep on coming to church. Keep on paying your tithes. Keep on doing the work of God. One of these days, tell your neighbor, one of these days. One of these days. One of these days. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. And lift your 2 hands up high. Oh, Jesus, thank you. You know the song. I'll put you in front. in front of my melody. Just start.
I put you in front.
In front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two.
You and I, Jesus.
You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh.
Close your eyes with me. Wherever we are today, wherever you are standing today, God is taking you to the valley of blessing. Valley of blessing. Valley of blessing. A valley of blessing is ahead of you. If you can respond well to the word, if you can receive the word of God as your personal way, if you can take God seriously, you end up not in the valley of disgrace, not in the valley of poverty, but in the valley of blessing. We lift our hands to you, Jesus. We lift our hands to you, Jesus. And we say, have your way in our lives. Have your way in every life here today. I pray for your church. I pray for your people. I pray for your children. Have your way in every life, oh God. Have your way in every life, oh God. Touch every soul. Touch every soul. Touch every soul. Make a difference in our lives. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, before I sit, I want to give somebody a chance. Somebody invited you to church and you came. Oh, you have been coming for some time. But you know in your heart, you don't have a personal relationship with God. When they ask you, what will you spend eternity? You are not sure. You don't know whether you are born again or not. Today, this Sunday morning, wherever you are standing, whoever you are, wherever you are, I want to pray for you now. It doesn't matter how long you have been coming. It doesn't matter whether today is your first time. I want to challenge you to take a personal decision for Jesus. One day I told my children, your father is a bishop, but when you stand before God, there is no one is going to qualify you into heaven. You've got to make a personal choice of giving your heart to Jesus. Today, wherever you are, when you say, bishop, I need God in my life. I know I'm a sinner. I know I've done many wrong things. But today, I want to come to Jesus. If you're here right now, you say, bishop, pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here, you need Jesus in your life. Lift up your right hand, and I shall pray with you. Let it go higher than your head. Please, let it go. I see several hands. Let it go high. Let it go high. Let it go high. Higher than anybody standing by you. Lift your hand at the back. Anywhere you are, lift your hand up.
You want to give your heart to Jesus. You want to be born again. Lift your hand up. I'm going to pray for you. Father, thank you for all these hands lifted. I pray that today will mark a day of a new beginning for them. Now, if you have lifted your hand up, I'd ask you to walk from where you are and come to us in the front here. Just come.
Please help us. Put you in front.
Come all the way. Two hands in the front here, and let the whole church join us as we pray. Say, dear Lord, this Sunday morning I come to you just as I am. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Wash away all my sins. Make me your child. I will serve you. I will follow you. I will walk with you the rest of my days. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. From today, I am your child. From today, I belong to you. From today, Jesus, I belong to you. Help me to serve you the rest of my days. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, from this moment, I am born again. I'm a child of God. I belong to Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for these wonderful people. God bless all of you. We thank God for your lives. And I think they will go this way. All of you go this way. See our pastor waving the hand there. Can you go with him? Clap your hands for them as they go. Oh, go ahead and clap your hands and celebrate them. You may be seated. What a shock. We want to have communion this morning. Communion. This, alright? Please don't eat ahead of everybody. Just hold it in your hands and you take with get instructions and then we shall have communion together. Right. This is the body of the Lord. His body was broken, so your body will be restored. His body was torn on the cross, so your broken body will receive healing. As you hold in your hand the body of Christ, and as we eat it, may strength come into our life. May there come a divine exchange. May God take away your weakness and give you your strength. May God take away your sickness and give you healing. May you walk in the strength of the Lord. Say with me, the body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Shall we eat it together? Thank you, Jesus. Now lift up the cup. This is called the cup of blessing. What you are holding in your hand will cancel every curse in your life. What you are holding in your hand will nullify every agenda of the enemy against your life. May this bring long life. May it bring establishment. May it be covered by the blood. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. May this bring forgiveness. May this bring restoration. May this bring newness of life. May this week be a welcoming week for you. Enjoy the blessing of God as you drink this cup of blessing. Meet good people and may your life be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Shall we drink it together? Father, we want to thank you for this moment and for this time. We bless you for every life that came today and received your word. I pray that we will live here having had an experience and ready to even for a deeper walk with you, a deeper relationship with you, that will be establishment and prosperity. That prosperity will not destroy us. That your blessing will not take us from the place of our standing. That adversity will not knock us out. That whether in prosperity or adversity, you rule and reign in our lives. Be glorified. Bless your church and bless your children. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, Amen.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.